USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The TSA is extending the face mask requirements for all public modes of transportation, including air travel, until September 13th. This means masks will still be required at airports, onboard planes, on buses, and rail systems. TSA official Darby LaJoy saying they will continue to work closely with the CDC to evaluate the need for these directives as more Americans get vaccinated for COVID-19. Federal agents are at a Southeast Texas home after over 90 human smugglers victims were discovered inside.
They basically, are in there in their basic clothing and all huddled together. So that's what we saw when we got in.
Houston Assistant Police Chief Darren Edwards saying officers were extremely surprised to find dozens of people inside a two-story house in the city. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
At least three Americans are among the dead following a tragic stampede in Israel. Reports say two New Yorkers and a person from New Jersey lost their lives alongside worshippers crushed to death during a mass religious gathering. Some 100,000 people were gathered on a mountain, which turned into chaos as people inadvertently slipped and fell on top of each other. President Biden believes schools should be open for 5 day a week in-person learning in the fall, despite the fact that children likely will not be vaccinated by then. Biden telling NBC's Today Show,
based on the science and the CDC, they should probably all be open. There's not overwhelming evidence that there's much of a transmission among these young people.
Teachers' unions, mainly those in major coastal cities, have resisted reopening schools for much of the 2020-2021 school year, refusing to return teachers to classrooms until a variety of demands, some of which are not directly related to COVID, have been met. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Los Angeles police say they've arrested five people in connection with the shooting of Lady Gaga's dog walker and her French bulldogs.
Police arrested James Jackson, Jalen White, and Lafayette Whaley of the crime, charging them each with one count of attempted murder, also conspiracy to commit robbery. Two others face one count each of accessory to attempted murder, Harold White, who is Jalen White's father, and Jennifer McBride. Among those arrested was the woman who said she found the dogs and returned them for the $500,000 reward from Lady Gaga. The singer's friend, Ryan Fisher, was walking her dogs when they were stolen, and Fisher was seriously injured and in the hospital. Police said four of the suspects are gang members. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina is predicting a backlash against liberals and a comeback for conservatives.
Well, in my opinion, what they're fueling is a backlash. Maybe they don't realize it or not, but at some point people get sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they start reacting as opposed to responding to the criticism and the negativity.
Scott speaking there on Fox News. He is also the only black Republican in the U.S. Senate and gave the response to President Biden's congressional speech on Wednesday. Scott slammed after that speech and said the left was trying to fight bigotry with bigotry. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.